Well, certainly, personally, it's, you know, they've never been outside the US or certainly never been to Africa, and they've never seen this part of the world. And I think, you know, when I got back from Africa, I was a completely changed person, and I learned more about the United States and who I was as an American citizen by traveling abroad and by living in Europe and by living in Africa. And you learn about yourself, you learn what you're capable of, you learn what you love, you learn what you hate. It's just learning a lot about yourself in these kinds of trips. And I tell people there's no lecture. I'm not going to go to Cameroon and give lectures. So it's what you put into it is what you get out of it. I've specifically put a biological component and a cultural component into this, sociological, cultural component into this trip. And I think a lot of students are very interested in the cultural aspect of it. And so they're going to learn how to interview people. They're going to learn just how to take data, in the forest, on plants, on animals, and how to analyze data. So when they do apply to graduate school, if they do, or they go on an internships anywhere in the world related to the environment, they'll have these skills in their sort of tool belt that they can use and expand on. So they'll hopefully get a lot out of it. Students, I mean, this rainforest is one of the most biodiverse places in the world. It's got lots of species there. It's got lots of species that are found nowhere else in the world. So it's just a fascinating place, and the people there are incredible. So yeah, I want to introduce it to as many students as possible. I mean, JMU has this new kick of environmental stewardship, and so let's put our money and our efforts where our mouth is, and let's get students out there and involved in the environment, because, you know, if we want to affect the environment, have a positive influence on humans and how we're using and abusing the environment, we need to get students like you involved right now. So when they become leaders of this country, they can be like, hey, wait a minute, let's protect the environment instead of destroying it.